questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Yes, indeed. And this morning in the studio, we have got Teresa Biscoff, who is a doctorate student. Morena, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you for coming in today. Now, your research area sounds super fascinating, and you're going to have to explain it to me. Computational fluid dynamics, what does that mean? Where does that take you?
Well, fluid dynamics is actually just the motion of fluid.
Okay, right. So yeah. Any kind of fluid, or do you have a specific area that you're interested in?
Well, we do research on buoyancy vortices. For those people who do not know what that is, it's tornadoes or dust devils. So
oh, wow.
If I mention that word, just imagine a little dust devil or something like that.
And so what kind of research do you do, and like why are you interested in this area?
Well, I studied fluid dynamics in London at Imperial College, and I wanted to do something related to that and something which gives me a bigger purpose. So I asked my professor if he has any cool research going on with fluid dynamics and some environmental impact.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and he introduced me to buoyancy vortices. And it's actually a startup which is related to it, which is called Vortex Power System.
Cool. And so is it looking at, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, is it looking at how to like harness that energy, or what's the use of it?
Yeah, so the startup is running parallel to my research, and I think I need to explain first the startup a little bit more. So we use waste heat, which is generated from a thermal plant, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just hot water or steam, basically, which goes into our river. And we use that to generate a vortex. And we use vanes to have a swirl motion.
Okay.
And in the middle, we have a turbine. So we use this waste heat to generate power out of
vortex. Oh, wow. So you're taking the kind of byproduct of that thing and turning it into renewable or sustainable energy. That's so interesting.
And reduce, I hope, global warming, because we don't put the hot water into the rivers.
Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't even realize that was like a sort of a negative effect of current practices.
Yeah, pretty much. Everyone, the temperature difference is very small, so it goes into our atmosphere or into our rivers.
Wow.
And yeah, it's quite big, actually.
That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
So the research you're doing at the university at the moment, how does that complement this work that you're doing with the startup?
Yeah, so there are a few researchers like me, and we look at the vortex itself, how to make it strong, and where do we need to set the turbine, and how the fluid motion is happening, so we can start building it on the field maybe end this year.
Oh, wow. So that's quite a quick turnaround, hopefully, like within a year that you're wanting to get this up.
Yeah, it has been happening, like, I think for 2-3 years now,
yeah,
but
yeah.
We get funding this year, so it's going to, the startup will be built this year. Or by end of the year or next year. And we'll see what's coming out of there.
So how do you, so with the, I guess these, remind me of the word again, fluid
dynamics.
Dynamics, yes. But with the vortices in particular, are you creating those, like are you recreating your own sort of dust devils, or are you harnessing ones that already exist?
No, we create them from, so we use the heat source and we put in the vanes as a swirl. So we kind of create them, and there's me doing the computational work. So, and then there's another student who does actually experimental work in Newmarket.
That's so cool. And so you're obviously very interested in the environmental impact of energy use. How did you kind of get into that area of interest? Is that something that's always been important to you?
I actually wanted to go into medical engineering,
kind of,
because my whole family is into medicine. And I started being an engineer at 16, pretty young. And I was working on plastic bottles like Coca-Cola, and I designed them and built them. And so there was no motivation behind it. And fluid dynamics was just challenging. And I knew, that's so related to the atmosphere, and there's so much which can be explored. So
16 is very young to be working in engineering. How did you end up there so early?
I actually quit school with 16. I don't know, I was just really bored at school and distracted very easily. And then I got this amazing internship at the this big company, and there's only one girl or one boy who gets that per year. And
oh, wow.
So I took it and did my high school degree in the evening.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Well, yeah. And it's led you all the way here to New Zealand to do this research.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the process that you're working on right now is going to hopefully have some really beneficial impact on the real world as well. So I'm good luck with the rest of your research. And thank you so much for coming in and speaking to us about it this
thank
morning.
You.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.